Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be beginning the sixth chapter of Maseches Edyos. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph tells us, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bubba heid chamisha devarim. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bubba testified regarding five matters. Shemamanim es hakatanos. Sometimes we teach minors who are married, orphan girls. Sometimes they're instructed to refuse their husbands, which is all that's necessary for them to be divorced. And we permit a woman to get remarried based on the testimony of one witness. And they once stoned a rooster in Jerusalem for killing a human. And that 40-day-old wine can be used as libation wine on the altar. And that the morning daily sacrifice could be offered at 4 hours of the day, which is later than usual, but could still be done then. Let's look in the Bar Neuro. Shemamanin es hakatanos. Sometimes the minor girl who's married, an orphan girl who's married off, is instructed to refuse her husband. So what's an example of that? Kigon shnei achim nesuin shtei achayos yisomos. So let's say there are two brothers and they marry two orphaned sisters. Achas gadola v'achas katana. One of whom has reached the age of majority and the other of whom is still a minor. Meis bala shel gadola. If the husband of the adult sister dies, v'nimse zekuka liyavam bal hakatana, and she finds herself connected through a yibum relationship with the brother who is the husband of the sister who's a minor. Docha ziksa es nesue achos hakatana. This bond of yibum overrides the marital bond of the sister who's a minor. V'osarsa alav, and prohibits that minor sister to her husband. She'ein nesue katana klum, because the marriage of a minor in halacha isn't anything. Malamdin es hakatana titimayin bo. So we instruct the minor sister to refuse the husband to resolve this situation. Umiyun oker nesuyin harishonim. And the refusal uproots, it dissolves, that first marriage. Umutuli yavam hagadola. And therefore the older sister and the surviving brother can perform yibum as is required by the Torah. And another case is discussed in Tractate Yevamos in the chapter called Beishamai. Vishmasiyan es haisha, we permit a woman to get remarried. Shahalach bala medina sayam, her husband goes overseas. Uba'et echad belvad v'amar shemes, and a lone witness comes and testifies that he died. Masiyan osa alpiv, we permit her to get remarried based on this one witness's word. Benesakel Tarnagol, Shaharagas HaNefesh, a rooster was once stoned for killing a person. Shanakar Mocho Shaltino, could peck the brain of a child. Vachagav the Kiyigach Shorksiv, and even though the Torah only tells us if an ox scores, Echad Shur v'Echad Kol HaBehema Chayav Oaf. Nevertheless, it's the same law for an ox and for any other animal or bird. Bechol Makom Shenemar Shur, anywhere it says ox, Anulamdin Shur Shur Meshabis. We learn Exeret Shava of Shur from Shabbos, regarding an ox on Shabbos. Malahalan hu hadin l'chol behema chayav ha'of. Just like over there, the law is the same for any other animal or bird. Afkan hu hadin l'chol behema chayav ha'of. Similarly here, it would be the same whether it's an ox who gores a person or any other animal or bird that kills a person. He also testified al hayayin ben arbayim yom, about 40-day-old wine. Umikami hachi psul, but any newer than this would not be permitted. Dehavi le yayin migaso, because it's like wine straight from the vat, from the wine press. And the morning daily sacrifice can be offered ba'arba shaos at 4 hours of the day. Shepam achas bimei melchus yavan, because once upon a time during the Greek occupation, lo hayu lehem kvasim litmidin. They didn't have the lambs that were necessary for the daily sacrifices. V'nishtau l'hakriv hatamid, ad shehir hakadosh baruch hu es einehem, umatzu shnei tolayim vivukarim belishkas hatolayim. So on this particular occasion, they were prevented from offering that sacrifice until God opened their eyes and enabled them to find some sheep. V'akrivu tamid shel shachar b'arba shaos biyom, and they ended up offering the morning tamid at 4 hours of the day. Let's move right on to Mishnah Beis. Heid Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Nechunya ben Elinasan Ish Kfar HaBavli. So these two men, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Nechunya ben Elinasan, who was from a place called Kfar HaBavli. So what did they testify about? Aver min ha-mace, on a limb from a dead person, shehu tameh, that it's impure. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, because Rabbi Eliezer said, lo omru ela al aver min achai, that this law only applied to a limb from a living person. Now, let's take a quick look on one Bartnero before we go any further. Al aver min ha-mace, on a limb from a dead person, she'ein bo kezias, this is very important, that it doesn't have the size of an olive. Because an olive-sized portion of a corpse always contaminates. This is universally agreed upon, just like an entire corpse would contaminate. So they're only disagreeing when it comes to a little limb. A little, I don't know if it's a fingernail or a fingertip. I don't know exactly what an example of the limb would be, but it has to be a whole limb, but smaller than the size of an olive. So these two people say that it is impure, even though Rabbi Eliezer says it is pure. So Amrulo, they said to him, V'halo kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma min hachai shehu tahor, if the limb of a living person, which is pure, Aver hapoish mimenu tamei, if a limb is separated from him, it's impure. Doesn't it make sense that a corpse which is already impure, the limb that separates it should be impure? So think about that. You have something that's pure, and what comes off of it is definitely impure. Doesn't it make sense that what's already impure, what comes off of it should be impure? That's their kal v'chomer. That's their argument that it should be like they say. Amar lahen. So he responded, Lo omru ella al aver min achai. This halacha was only stated when it comes to a limb from a living person. Davar acher, something else. Meruba tumas achai mitumas hamesim. There are more forms of impurity from living things than there are from dead things. Shehachai osa mishkav umoshav mitachtav letame adam letame begadim. Because a human being is capable by sitting or putting pressure on something that will then be able to transmit impurity to other people and to their clothes. V'agab of madaf latame achlim umashkim, and above him there's a type of tumah called madaf which can then impurify food and drink. Masha'ein hames matame, and none of these things apply to a dead person. So we see that there are many forms of impurity that are only by the living, not by the deceased. Here's one more, he says. All right, let's look in the Bartnero. Lo omru, they only said, Evarim ein lehen shir, that there's no minimum size for a limb, ela al evarim min achai, that was only said about the limb of a living person. Aval evarim min hameis, shir boi letimue. But when it comes to a limb from a deceased, from a corpse, there is a minimum measurement. Not only that, meruba tumas hachayim, the living have more forms of impurity. Hashtaparach al kal v'chomer. They're now questioning the kal v'chomer that was used against them. V'hachi kamar, and this is what they say. Din hu shiyehe aver min hachai mitame b'chol shehu. It makes sense that the limb of a living person should impurify through a tiny amount, even with less than kezias. Afal pi she'ein aver min hames mitame b'chol shehu, even though a similarly tiny-sized piece of a corpse would not do so. She'ein matzinu shemeruba tumas achayim et tumas hamesim, because we see all over the place that the living have more forms of impurity than the dead. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow when we will learn the incredibly long Mishnah Gimel, and that will be the end of the Perek, and we'll start Perek Zion.